Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Monday, the 6th of January, 2020. It is the sixth day of the year. 360 days remain till the end of the year. 73 days until spring begins, 57 days until primaries, and 302 days until presidential elections. The sun rises this morning at 7:26. The sun sets at 5:07. We have 9 hours and 41 minutes of daylight. Solar noon will be at 12:16. The first low tide was at 1:12 this morning. The next low tide at 2:44 this afternoon. The first high tide at 7:39 this morning. And the final high tide at the Golden Gate arrives at 9:44 tonight. The moon is currently 80.3% visible. A waxing gibbous moon will have a full moon on Friday the 10th. Today is Apple Tree Day, Bean Day, Cuddle Up Day, Epiphany, National Thank God It's Monday Day, National Shortbread Day, National Smith Day, National Take a Poet to Lunch Day, National Take Down the Christmas Tree Day, National Technology Day, National Weigh-In Day, and World Day for War Orphans. On this day in history, in 1838, Alfred Vail and colleagues demonstrate a telegraph system using dots and dashes, a forerunner to the Morse code. And if today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Joan of Arc, Gustave Doré, Max Bruch, Carl Sandburg, Tom Mix, Sam Rayburn, Khalil Gibran, and Danny Thomas, as well as Alan Watts, Jacobo Timmerman, and Earl Scruggs. Much more up on KLW.org. Give me a couple of minutes and I'll have it posted there. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@kalw.org. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, kalw.org, your local public radio station and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school in the city and county of San Francisco, you better pack them up and get them ready because school is back. And here is what's for lunch today in many of San Francisco's schools. Many of the elementary school cafeterias will be serving the turkey and cheddar sandwich, the sun butter and jelly sandwich kit, and the baby carrots. Middle and high schoolers may also have a choice of the all-beef hot dog, the chicken tenders and roll, the cheesy garlic bread with marinara sauce, the yogurt parfait, and the cucumber and celery cup with ranch, as well as the baby carrots. That's what's for lunch today in many of San Francisco schools. We thought you'd like to know. An hour of news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 2 o'clock this afternoon. More BBC news later this hour with Top Line at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. California's legislative leaders are considering borrowing money to prepare the state for the next climate-fueled catastrophe. Lawmakers in the Democrat-majority state legislature will return to work this week. Their to-do list includes a $4.2 billion proposal to borrow money before they need it to prepare for wildfires and other disasters. Some Republicans are skeptical, saying California should be using existing money to address the problem. California lawmakers also face uncertainty over the largest utility, Pacific Gas and Electric, which is in its bankruptcy proceedings. There were no injuries when an early morning fire at television station KCRA Channel 3 in Sacramento forced staff evacuations. The fire started between the first and second floor of the building where the station is located just after midnight on Sunday. Smoke and water damage were reported, but the extent of the damage was not immediately known. It's unclear what impact there will be on operations at the Sacramento NBC affiliate's headquarters. An investigator has been assigned to determine the cause of the fire. A 13-year-old Fort Bragg girl missing since Friday was found yesterday in San Francisco. The young woman was first reported missing on Friday near the University of California San Francisco campus off 3rd Street in San Francisco's Mission Bay neighborhood. A UCSF police spokeswoman said because of the ongoing investigation and because of the missing minor's age, they say, "We are unable to comment further at this time. We will provide additional information as soon as we are able to do so," unquote. On his Facebook page, the 13-year-old's grandfather up in Fort Bragg said yesterday they just found her. Me and my wife are crying with joy. Thanks to everyone. Photos of the teen were spread widely on social media and in the news media. The young woman and her family members were at the UCSF Madison Clinic for Pediatric Diabetes in Mission Bay on Friday for treatment of a family member who was recently diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. The Cross Currents Morning Report comes your way later this hour during Morning Edition. More local news at 4:04 and a full half hour of Cross Currents this afternoon at 5. For KALW News, I'm Kevin Vance.